I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Life is hard for orphan graduates in Eastern Europe. More than half of all girls end up in prostitution, and organized crime is a target for young men. 1 in 10 commit suicide before the age of 18, but hope is rising in Ukraine. Amy Norton says Orphan Outreach has added the country to their orphan graduate program. Their goal with the ministry known as Alpha Life is to stop the cycle of poverty, abuse, and neglect for young adults aging out of the system.
They have been abandoned by the people closest to them. Many times they have been hurt by the people in the orphanage system. Trust for them is the huge barrier and part of the reason why they're so vulnerable.
Prayer is a constant, scripture is the foundation, and community in a local church is essential. You can learn more at missionnews.org. And October is Blindness Awareness Month, and Audio Scripture Ministries is raising funds for 18,000 audio Bibles for the blind in India. Many people who are blind in India were not born that way, but became so later in life. Learning to read Braille when you're older is difficult, and even if you can, the Braille Bibles are inconvenient. But with ASM's audio Bibles, the blind in India can finally hear about their Savior. There's a link to give at missionnews.org, and ASM's Taylor Ely says you can also pray.
I think a great way that people could pray, I think, is for awareness. Since working with ASM, I've gotten to learn so much about oral cultures and just the storytelling that has to take place for a lot of people to even come to know the gospel or hearing the gospel through an audio Bible, but also the blind, just the people that are really on God's heart to be reached.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachunda Padidi. You can get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.